You're listening to the show about business expenses and Periscope candles. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwick. I'm the strong, silent type.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Whenever Eric reins us in, I'm going to open this beer. No, I'm going to open it now.
Poor Eric is like, he was already stressed. He came to me today and he was like, I'm really nervous about tonight. And then like, I almost vomited. So he's been running around for like the past 30 minutes trying to take care of me. And I feel bad. He's probably not prepared. And I'm sorry.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll Wing see. It.
If I just poke you, you have to puke, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll be done.
You just puked. You just puked me.
You just puked me.
You just puked me. So yes, it's a puke now. Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Is this how I do this? Yep.
That is.
That's how I do it.
I love it.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
All right. Remember, Eric, Ooh. That you need to be...
Previously!
No, you oh. need to not... You need to, like, be a normal distance.
You turned me down.
I Ooh. Did, but if you scream into the
microphone... What if I go like this? Is it too loud? See, look, it's not that bad.
Do we have... The recap from Rafina's point of view.
No, that's
so
for
you
next
don't even
week.
Know this. You don't even know this that I had to. I was so sad Aww. That I could not do it
Aww.
Because I have two writing projects and they weren't even for work. I've had a crazy week
oh,
of deadlines.
Wow.
So I apologize. I would have loved to, but I'm gonna do it next week.
Awesome.
Yeah. You won't be in the cake next week. Or maybe you will.
Well, right now she's
work.
In the cake. Her cake journey
She's
might
in
end.
In the cake forever.
I'm always Never in ends. The cake.
It's, I think the chances are good that her cake journey ends today.
Okay.
So I think it makes sense that next week we get the full recap.
Okay.
The from full start, cake, yes.
Yes. The, from, okay. from start to fondant. or fondant.
I was going to say the total tiramisu, but that was so much better.
From sponge to fondant. Mm-hmm. Of the journey. But okay. anyway, so I have to just tell you vaguely what happened because
oh,
I didn't do
vaguely.
This part. Yeah.
Okay.
So last time, the episode started with everybody leaving Gwen's apartment
yes.
to head to Celestial Confections,
mm-hmm.
Gwen's candy mm-hmm. store.
Mm-hmm.
First, Gwen left with Rafina in her bag, hidden mm-hmm. away, and Mo and Halula followed along shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen and Rafina started working on the cake to hide Rafina in with the help of Alistair. And Halula and Mo kept watch in the back alley, which mm-hmm. was noted to be remarkably clean and well kept.
Mm. Impressive. I love it.
I thought you were like, ooh, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? I am suspicious. Mm. I'm just trying to play it cool.
Wait, who are you?
I don't know. I have no idea. Trying to get into character, but I'm
right.
we haven't started yet. Shit.
Speaking of you, Will and Bathwack stayed behind a little bit to space out and distance
mm-hmm.
socially. you had a wonderfully eloquent and beneficial conversation.
Yeah.
On both sides, everybody was just at ease and
oh yeah,
just totally just chill. It was really nice. And
yeah.
Full of bonding and
yeah,
all that good stuff.
Bonding. No.
While Will was writing something on a piece of paper
yeah,
that I guess we found out didn't pay off, just
never,
like Sang's work.
Yeah, I screwed that up.
That
I
was,
never brought
that
it
That was
up.
The Bloodhorn Leghorn of contracts.
It was. I might be able to use it some other time.
All
but,
right, you still
know.
Got it. Or do you?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, this Ooh. Asshole.
And so then eventually they left too. Bathwick went up and started to pretend to shop in a store. When he realized how bad Bathwick is at shopping in a store.
I love that so much.
Oh, but I was really good at pretending to shop in a store.
Oh, it was brilliant.
But I was bad at actually doing it.
You were good at being bad at shopping in a store. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
We'll never know.
You don't know
we'll
you want a cake.
It's true.
So yeah, Rafina was in the cake with the periscope. And Will started making his way to the store, drawing attention. Hopefully
yeah.
negative
mm-hmm.
to himself.
Yeah,
as
except it wasn't negative.
The
Everyone
fake
was
Ricardo
like, ooh.
fart Ulysses.
Yeah.
Ricardo, you threw a fake kitten over a house.
You threw a kitten.
I did.
That's right. It was unbelievable.
You kidnapped a kid for like 2 seconds.
I did.
You almost got punched in the face.
Yeah.
You tried to convince a couple that they were cheating on each other with you simultaneously somehow.
Oh my God.
And then there were some suspicious figures in the store. There was a young child who was suspected of thieving, came in a few times. Bella came in and bought some candy and was promised a nice sale coming up. Tess was there. And
yes, and Gwen worked at the Rolodex Aruni, and Will doesn't know that, and I am so disappointed. I am so excited about that.
They caught up a little bit, used to be co-workers.
Yeah.
She was in there buying something for Marco to surprise him the next time she saw him. And Bathwack had a brief conversation with her that was not awkward or uncomfortable for him in the slightest. He just consoled himself by saying, "This is not the time. This is not the time.
Yeah.
It's not the time. It's just not the time." And she left. And then there was an older dwarf who was not a very good patron. He seemed very grumpy and terse and was making a mess of the place without seeming to have any intention on buying anything. He was trying to go back behind the counter and making Gwen more and more perturbed and upset. The kid came back and tried to steal some more stuff. Bathwack confronted him, and he dash out, was blocked by Steed's green butt and shunted right into Will's arms as the fake Ricardo.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Gwen finally was able to get a hold of this surly dwarf and was trying to usher him out the front door when all of a sudden there was a gasp from the crowd that had been drawn outside from... Will Ricardo's antics. There was a huge crash. One of the plate glass windows shattered inwards as through it plunged none other than the nefarious, the infamous, the
infamous.
I don't get the reference.
Isn't it from Three Amigos? Where infamous. Yes. He's infamous.
Infamous.
Okay. More, more than famous.
He's infamous. Is that Martin Short?
Yes.
Martin Short.
So God, I love that so much.
So yeah, that is where we ended. So there is.
Yeah. Wait. What? Oh, he crashed through the window, and that's
perched
how he ended,
atop
right?
one of the barrels,
and he was
in
wearing
the
something on his face, right?
Uh huh. He has this black sort of veil mask covering almost the entirety of his face.
Veil, like coming from the top or from the bottom, like a balaclava, or
kind of like a burqa, almost.
Right. So kind of like a burqa.
So, I'm looking around through my periscope candle.
Yeah.
You have a pretty good view of his butt. He's like right behind you. The glass sort of shattered mostly inwards. A few sort of bits tinkled across the top of the fake cake. You're safe with
him. Why didn't he use the door? What was the problem with the door?
He's being a dramatic butt.
It's just drama. Okay.
I don't know.
It's not like that.
The crowd all looked
up.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm guessing he's just being dramatic.
There was a lot of activity around the door. There was that, maybe he's scared of horses.
Oh, I'm sure that's
Steed's kind of at the bottom of the stairs there.
So does he have something to say, or are you waiting for us to start?
No, I'm still describing his burqa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so he's wearing a burqa. That's real. All right, what is he actually wearing?
Yeah, like it's covering the top of his head and most
the top
of his face.
And,
yeah.
Okay, because I just saw a picture of a burqa when I looked it up that had a veil across the eyes too, like it was...
You can kind of see in there. It's kind of a slit.
Wait, then how do we know this is Ricardo? I just go, psh, this isn't Ricardo. Who the fuck is this guy breaking windows?
Well, he's got his full costume on, just so you know.
Is it white?
Yeah.
His burqa is white, I mean?
Yeah.
So his burqa-like
headdress. I might have said black last time.
I don't know what should we call it? Because it's not a burqa. That's a specific piece of
his
clothing.
His ninja suit.
Yeah, his like ninja headpiece.
It's like a balaclava, but without a mouth hole.
Ace cape.
Okay. All right, cool.
But yeah, he's got his little half cape, his white clothes, his red boots. Hello! That's Blinsky.
Blinsky.
Is the wrong voice. It's Blinsky, guys.
I'm so happy.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Have
now
we started
what were
yet?
We doing?
I was going to start the game.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I think I was. Maybe I wasn't. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, wait. This will get me in the right place. Guys, I play that in the bedroom at night.
Oh my God.
Just on repeat. on loop.
You didn't have to say that. I already knew it.
I already knew it. You do it with Alex. That's what
yeah, that's right.
And you guys. Oh, uh-huh. My gosh. Those Gloomhaven nights get a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're just listening to that sound on repeat for 3 hours.
We think you're playing a game. You're just laying in bed listening to that song several thousand times.
That's right.
It's an idyllic night.
Oh,
oh my God.
When can we do it again? All right. wow. Headspace. Need to get in it.
Nope. This is great. This is our podcast.
Fuck you.
Oh, you were going to do your Blinsky voice again. Blinsky.
No! Cloven!
Oh, Cloven.
Yep, that's what you get, Abby. You get it. Here it comes.
Oh, no.
Cloven. Every time. It's amazing.
So good. All right. Oh, I actually have a sound for that, don't I? I have
yes,
a soundboard.
Yes.
Why didn't I play that last time?
Sweet mouth sounds.
Huh?
You like your sweet mouth sounds. That sweet was a commercial we wrote at one point. Sweet ass mouth sounds.
Mouth sounds.
It's a pile of dead chocolate dogs that get thrown through the window.
Dead chocolate dogs!
Classic.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Good. That then we're going to really stick good. Them in so, the toilet somewhere.
So yeah, glass flying everywhere. There's this figure before you. Mm. Everybody gasps. You suck in so much shredded window pane that you all die.
Oh wow. That was a massive attack.
Wind didn't take damage.
Oh no.
So.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God.
Forgot about that. Guys.
Gwen eats glass.
How much emotional damage? We'll find that out pretty soon, I think.
Yeah.
It's a lot of confections are peppered with shards right now.
Ruined.
No,
ah ha ha! Yes! It is I, Ricardo Ulysses, in the flesh. You have been looking for me, no?
Blinsky!
Who? I do not know who you are referring to. Who is this Blinsky? You are not even in the room.
I didn't say that yet. Oh, also, he's inside.
Also, fuck you.
All right, I don't say anything. I did not say
what's,
that.
What is the sound I can play that to torment you? Probably most of them.
Yeah. All right, cool. Sorry. You said a ha-ha.
You have been
looking for me, no? Oh,
okay.
It is I in the flesh. You know, because this is my flesh and it is here with you. You are all speechless.
So at this point, Gwen would be standing there shaking and absolutely upset. Like her eyes are just welling up with tears because she just saw the window of her store was just broken and it's all over all of her stuff. She got hurt, could have hurt her customers. Mm. So she's not very happy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What if it hurt this dwarf?
whatever.
She didn't want it to hurt the dwarf.
Oh, okay. She's
That's what
so
I was
nice.
Wondering.
She whispers to the dwarf. She just says, get out of here because I don't think it's going to be safe in here.
Ooh.
You let,
through her tears.
You let go of him?
Yeah, I let go of him.
Okay. He clomped. And he clomps off away from you further into the store.
What the fuck is up with this guy?
Ooh. She doesn't even care. She's got tears streaming down her scales. Oh, and it's dripping on the glass on the floor. Oh, and she's going to look at Ricardo and be like, why couldn't you just use the door? Why did you have to destroy my window?
Well, I do not know. Why do you feel the need to besmirch the name of Ricardo Ulysses here in this good town of Morrow's Inlet?
I'm not besmirching your name. You destroyed my window and my candy, and you hurt me. You could have hurt these innocent shoppers here.
Ah, everyone is fine. Look at you all. You are fine. You are a very strong woman with looks like a fine store. You are good. I just need to know what is it you want with me? I asked you to come meet me in the cave, and nobody would come to meet me in the cave. It was quite rude.
No, what is rude is breaking the window of my store. Do you understand how hard, how much work I have put into this store and everything in it? the time and money that I just lost because of your carelessness, it's...
Oh, I'm sure you've got plenty saved, plenty socked away to cover this, don't you? Don't
you? I don't, because you stole it from me. The distress that you caused me.
Me? Yes. Ricardo Ulysses?
What is the crowd acting like?
They're just sort of watching on in awe. They're just like trying to get a little closer to catch as much of this through the window as they can.
Like, can we all hear this outside?
Yeah,
like,
right. The window's open. Yeah. He's right by the window.
All right. Unless I just want to make sure. Because I want to read the crowd. Yeah, I want to see what's going on as this exchange is happening.
And do you still have a hold of the kid?
Yes, I absolutely do. And I have something to say to him, but I don't want to interrupt because I already did. Haha, I'm the best.
Okay. Ricardo hops from the barrel over to the table with some confectionaries on it and sort of kicks them aside just as a...
Insult to injury.
What? Oh my gosh.
I mean, they're covered in glass anyway, guys. Come on. They were a lost cause.
I am a struggling small business owner. And to do something like this, do you know how much distress that caused me to not have my rent money? I had to scramble with the help of some kind individuals that I met to scrape up enough money to pay on time, because Thagwen Dressogen takes great pride in paying any money she owes either on time, if not early.
Oh, you did so with plenty of time. You paid it up, what, earlier this morning? If you was due by the end of the day. You solved the puzzles lickety-split, and now you're good, and that's everything is fine.
Everything is not fine. Everything, my store is not fine. The product in my store is not fine. I am not fine.
Bathbeck's trying to take us, just slowly sort of take some steps closer. I mean, while they're talking, I'm already pretty close to him. I'm like, I was 10 feet away.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to try to move, you know, a little bit closer. I don't want to be within arm's reach, but pretty close. Yeah,
and he sees you sort of slowly edging, and he hops back over to the barrel. He says, ah, yes, what are you doing, large dragon man? I remember you.
We've met before.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, you have at least one thing of mine.
Do I? Do I have two. It? Do I have them? What do
you
I have?
You have them? What do you have?
Yes, that is what I said. Yeah. Are you learning common? I am happy to help.
If Bathwick says, fuck you and Draconic.
Ooh.
It makes Gwen smile a little bit.
He says it back in Draconic.
Also, he did?
Yep.
No kidding. All right. I'm impressed. Mm. I smile.
Wow.
I'm in my mind, I'm asking Steed to circle around the cake to the other side behind the window.
All right. Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop.
So where is it, Ricardo?
Where is
what'd
what?
What'd you do with the holy symbol?
Ah, my holy symbol. It is certainly not here. That is a very valuable relic. You must keep it safe so that thieves cannot abscond with it.
Oh, fuck. All right, can I say something to the kid that I'm holding?
No!
All right, yes. I'm going to pull out from my coat pocket a couple of gold pieces, and I'm going to whisper it to him if I can. Stick around, and you'll have more than candy in your pockets if you do. Something like that.
Yeah, he makes that gold disappear fast.
Yeah.
You're kind of impressed.
Right.
I mean,
sweet.
You're appreciative.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right. Well, I mean, that's why I want him to stick around, because I can tell that he's a little thief. And
you have a flashback. Yeah.
So I give him the gold pieces, and then I let him down, and hopefully he doesn't just run away.
Okay.
And I message him in his mind, and I say, I'm serious. Stay right here. And then I am going to step over to this doorway, because I'm right next to it, to try to block this way. And I'm going to, am I moving him? Oh, I look like him too. I'm like, wait a second, that's not me.
Oh, that's the kid, yeah.
No, no. Oh, is the kid Majin Buu?
No, you're Majin Buu.
Okay, all right. I'm Majin Buu. All right, perfect. Well, I'm not going to be Majin Buu because I want to change.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to change to look like the tavern owner from the...
Norton?
From Norton. Yeah, that guy.
You can get kind of close.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't look like him?
He's pretty big.
Oh, he's big? Yeah. What does he look like?
He's just thicker. Like, I mean, you can get...
Oh, like
can
a
get,
husky guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of taller. He's not like 8 foot tall. All right, not like the big
basically,
show.
Basically, I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm just trying to make myself look like another guy.
You're within the realm of what you could get for that guy. Sorry, okay. I forgot how the extent of your
spell. All right. But
I'm just calling Will weak. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, is he burly?
Yeah.
Like all right, cool. Well, I don't want to make myself look burly and intimidating. I was just trying to pick somebody that... Okay. Will would have been referencing in his head. Like, it wasn't important that it's that guy, but...
Right. How about, like, Drew Carey?
Drew Carey, yeah. no, I look
Nick
like... Nick Noel King. Nice. I'm going to, like, because what I was trying to do... So I whisper to the kid, and I'm, like, trying to gauge the crowd to see what the crowd feels about Ricardo, because Will has been observing this crowd act really strangely when I'm stealing their shit right in front of their faces and all this stuff. It's So I'm stepping in front of the door, changing into this disguise, and saying... this lady is right. Ricardo Ulysses is a very, very... cruel person because he steals from hard-working business owners like myself. I have been traveling for months to try to catch up to Mr. Ricardo. That is why I have donned this disguise. He turns to the crowd like, because this man stole my life savings. And this boy, my boy over here. Oh, wait, no. Would I say that? Was he still standing there?
Kind of.
All right.
Yeah.
No, because someone probably knows him here. That doesn't make any sense. All right. Well, he stole my life savings from me, and I've been trying to chase him down for months. And I would like my stuff back, please. And I think that this is pretty darn terrible what has been occurring here to this poor woman's shop.
Performance check.
Oh, shit. All right. Here we go. Everyone, I like, Gwen is crying sincerely. Yeah. Like, no performance. I always have to roll a performance with everything I do.
Because you're a fucking liar.
I get it. Yes, I am a liar. It's just funny. I just think it's funny. Like, I'm realizing that. Did it work? I pressed it.
Oh, yeah, it did, but it didn't.
Oh, no. Well, why can't I see it? It's not showing up.
I don't know. It's on mine.
Look at that. Didn't
I
even
see
show
it.
Up.
I see it.
That's bizarre.
Try
maybe
clicking a different tab and then go back to the chat.
A different tab. Oh, wait. Look, it's frozen. That's
it's
why.
Frozen.
It's frozen. My whole
it's frozen like
frozen. Frozen. That's helpful.
All right. Well, you got a 7.
Sorry.
You can restart that. Wow.
7. So oh my God. So was it a natural 1 or was
no,
it a 7 performance
3.
Check? Okay. Oops. Sorry, guys. Yep.
So yeah. So you're overcoming a few things.
Can I get a chance to the problem is that my character sheet has the thing where I can add points and like re-roll.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know the outcome, but
okay.
I'm assuming it's going to be bad.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Else.
It sucks. My freaking right. computer sucks so bad.
So guys, right. How's everybody doing?
You know.
Oh, God, sucks. I hate it when it does this. I'm so sorry, you guys. This
don't
is
say suck.
Computer.
Say inhale harshly. Suck is such a bad word.
This inhales harshly.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom getting upset at me for saying something sucks.
Yeah, I think my dad did too. He did not like. He didn't like any words like that. All right,
went to a hockey game and then they lost, and I came back and I said they sucked, and my mom got mad.
Oh man. All right, here we go.
Hey, when we were on the airship.
Yep. Go ahead.
The one of the owl people died.
Right. Yeah.
Will failed to catch her and fly her back.
Yep.
And that was his only accomplice? As far as we know, he had charmed the other people?
That was your understanding on the airship, that you don't think anybody else was directly in cahoots with him of their own will. Yeah. The mom and dad, you, as far as you could tell, were under a magic spell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. And he was probably taking advantage of the attack on the airship. He probably didn't order it.
I don't know if I can speak to that. I don't remember.
We don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Right. So we don't know that, but like from our perspective, it could be a coincidence or it could be something else.
You know what? I'll say it because I never reveal anything. Okay. I don't think it matters at this point anymore.
What's happening?
Yes, he did. Yeah, I'll just say it. Fine. Why not? He did not order the attack on the airship. His intent was actually to steal the airship.
Yeah, they're completely unrelated. That makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it matters anymore. I think I could say that. And yeah. Who cares? It'll never come out otherwise, right. So perfect.
Cool. Interesting. Okay, so I'm going to use...
I mean, we don't know that, but... Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe one of the lizard folk took a swing at him at one point. I think I tried to telegraph a little bit. I think that might have happened.
The other thing I can't remember, I mean, he was extremely hard to hit and very slippery.
Yes.
Did he become an invisible at any point?
No.
He was just really fast.
Not as far as
he became a mouse at one point.
Yes, but that was me. That was me, yeah.
That was, yeah.
Right.
The dumbest.
And he was clearly disguised or like shape-changing or something because we didn't recognize him until...
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. He couldn't fly, but he grabbed the mount and flew away on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good.
You're like checking off, trying to craft his character sheet.
Yep. I can add +1 to my ability check. That would count, right? Like it's my luck stone. I can add a +1 to my ability check. So that's a performance. That's just my luck stone. But then can I also do this Tides of Chaos and bend luck? Where I spend 2 sorcery points.
Your luck stone is automatic. That happens to everything.
Okay, so I can do that and also bend luck.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to use 2 sorcery points. Boop, boop. Now that my character sheet is working again, everything is working again. And I have to roll a d4, so I guess I'll just roll it like this. Is this how it does it? Did I do it that way? Did it work?
Yep. Abby, tell us what it says.
It says 2.
All right, so that's a 10, not a 7. It's a 10. That's a little better.
It is a little better. So what does that look like? How do you bend your own luck in your performance? How do you use your magics to do that?
What did I just do? I don't remember. I talked as this guy, and I felt like the crowd wasn't going to believe me, and so I...
Tears roll down your
cheeks. I was gonna say like I make myself look I somehow alter the disguise on me to because I'm feeling like maybe people aren't gonna believe me. I alter it so that my eyes have like more bags under them. I look so much more tired and maybe a little magical tear drips down my face like I'm just exhausted and then I let out a big sigh like it's been terrible and exhausting.
You hear through the crowd a few people go, "Oh,
not enough." All right.
Rafina's sobbing into the cake.
Forget that it's Will making this story up.
I don't know if I was looking.
You could have been looking at Ricardo, and then all of a sudden you hear this man come up, and he's like, "Well, this is my tragic story."
All I can see is Ricardo's butt right now, right?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Except that he just knocked over a bunch of chocolates, so he's probably on the move. Sorry to remind you.
Yeah, he did that, but he hopped back to the barrel to put a little distance between him and Bathwack as he's sort of slowly
advancing. Should
be
ashamed of yourself, Mr. Ulysses, and you should stop your thieving ways and stop stealing from hard-working small business owners.
Oh, who are you? When did I steal from you? I don't even recognize
you. Oh, how can you believe it? I turn to can you believe it? He doesn't even remember when he stole from someone. And you know what? I turned my attention to the crowd. All of you thought it was okay when I was stealing your things. And I think that's terrible. You should not be worshiping this man. He is a thief. He is a liar and a thief. And this is celebrity worship at its worst.
And Gwen's going to chime in at this point and just be like, you know what, you guys? He's right. How can you worship this kind of person and make him a celebrity when he's doing these horrible things to innocent people for no reason? I did nothing to deserve having my hard-earned money stolen, and I certainly... absolutely 100% haven't done anything to have my livelihood here ruined.
Who again, this baseless accusation of me stealing your money.
You broke my window. Okay, even if you didn't steal my money, you just broke the window of my store and ruined product that I poured time and effort and my heart into. And it's ruined. I can't sell any of this. It's covered in glass.
What do you expect? I extend a kind, courteous invitation to come meet me on neutral ground. And what do you all do? You plan to, I cannot remember the word. It is, ambush. Yes, that is it. Ambush.
It is a bush.
Yes, it is a bush where you hide in it and you pop out and you say, here I am. Ambush.
How are we? You're the one who just ambushed us by breaking the window of my store.
And can I have the little, while this is going on, can I have the kid, can I message the kid and say, go over and see if you can pull candy from his pockets, if you know what I mean, make it look like you're pulling the candy out of his pockets, take it from your pocket and go pull it from his pockets, try to frame him for stealing candy from the store right now because he's denying it. Can you do it?
He gives an imperceptible nod and slips into the store.
I have a sidekick!
And he says, ambush, you deny, then what about this?
And he raps on the top of the cake right outside the window.
Hi!
Hello! Hello, little one.
Oh my god, I love that.
Why don't you come out?
Come out now?
As they say, the jig is up, you know, as when a dance is over and then it is done.
Is that really where that came from? The jig is up?
I had no idea. That's very interesting.
The jig is up sounds like a sailing reference. Like the jig is some kind of like, I'm thinking of rig, probably.
When you have docked your boat and you take your jig mast and you pull it up to the sky to stop catching the wind.
I'm
so
totally
that way
looking up
it
the
is,
jig
up
is up
and your sailing time is done.
Yeah.
Perhaps it
and
is
you
that.
Do a little jig.
When you are cutting multiple pieces of wood all the same shape, one after the other, and then you are done doing it, and so you take your jig and you put it up on the shelf and you are done cutting wood.
Oh my god, he's now making explanations that are just made up. This is amazing. I love it. Oh, yep, it is. Jig is an old term for a lively dance, and in the Elizabethan era, the word became slang for a practical joke or a trick. Interesting.
Oh, those Elizabethans. Very crafty.
Wow.
Thanks, Shakespeare. It's supposed to be about a boat.
Yeah, come on, man. Dang. All right, cool. The jig is up. You did it, Ricardo.
Thank you.
And Rafina says, okay, how do I get out?
Did you not build a door into your own cake? Your own fake cake to burst out of and abscond with me or tackle me to the ground?
That wasn't our plan, I swear.
Ricardo, we just want the stuff you took from us back, and now I want you to fix my shop and repair my window.
Stuff I took from you? Again, you have no proof that I've taken anything from you. Why would I take anything from you? You are a hardworking small business owner. You are trying to make your way in the world.
I cast Zone of Truth.
Oh!
I just need to keep him there.
All right. Is Will in the zone? I always meant to know.
I hope not. Contract.
Yeah, contract.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
15-foot
it's
radius.
It's a circle, so you can put it far away and just catch him in the edge of it.
Yeah. Actually, 15 feet. I'm going to leave Will just on the other side, but I might catch Rafina.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
Oh, no. We're all dead.
All right. So center it, like, just to the left of Ulysses.
I'm going
to
make a circle
near the
here.
Wall.
Nope. That's the wrong thing. Draw shape.
He's just going to step out of the radius. And.
All right. So we've got, let's see. I think that's about 15. Am I right? Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, that's about right.
I mean, if you want Rafina in it, if you want
Gwen
in it. If we
can move it more to the, a little, yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
Cool. All All right, so it's in the bottom left corner of the store, kind of outside. So Steed has got to tell the truth right now.
Do we have any idea that he cast it? Like, is there a physical thing that we can see? Or like, because I'm not in it, and I know that we can kind of sense it when we're in it. But...
It depends on if he's trying to do it secretly or not.
Hmm.
I'm assuming he's not, but I might be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want Ricardo to see me. I don't want him to react.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if Will sees me.
All right, so it's a saving throw, charisma.
16.
He fails.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
Now he knows that I've cast a spell on him. It's just, you've all seen it, right? Bethwex. He just reaches a hand up to his... He doesn't even have to. Actually, he doesn't have to do that. He just speaks quietly to himself.
I don't know if I would realize that he's doing it. Unless it's like, because I'm focused on too many things. I'm looking at the kid.
Anytime
I'm looking at Ricardo.
Bethwack ever cast Zone of Truth was like, Bethwack's casting Zone
yeah,
of Truth.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm wondering. If I have, if I'm like keyed into it, I don't know what would you be your ruling as a DM. I don't. Would I notice it or not? Or
yeah,
Bethwack could
not.
Just say it. But oh wait, no, he doesn't want Ricardo to know he cast it. Even well, though Ricardo knows.
Ricardo knows now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now Ricardo now knows that something happened. Yeah.
Oh, look at
Ricardo,
this.
Ricardo, would you?
Yes? You want to know the truth?
Yes, what were you going to say?
You want to know the truth, do you?
That's all anyone wants to know.
Yes, we all do.
Do you? How about the truth about who you are? I still do not know your name or where you are from or what I have taken from you.
What the hell does that mean?
Proportionately, what is... supposedly, not that. That's
see, that's
the, right
the point, is that you don't
allegedly.
Even know.
Allegedly.
You
yes,
steal,
thank you.
You have stolen so many things that you don't even remember the families you have affected. And I, like, make myself look all upset. It is terrible.
And perhaps you do not even know your own name.
I do know my own name, and I say the name of the bartender, but I don't remember his name.
Well, you don't know. You don't know it.
I wrote a contract.
I know.
I have to know his name.
But KT doesn't know.
Do you know
no.
his name?
Eric doesn't know.
My name is Nameless Bartender. Nameless Bartender. My name is Tony Bartender. Of the family bartender. No, what the fuck is my name? My name is Horace. Horace Gusterson.
All right, that's his name.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Yes, awesome name. My name is Horace. And the fact that you don't remember stealing me out of house and home and destroying my business is just a testament to how cruel you are, Mr. Ulysses.
I can safely say, in the middle of this magical effect that has been cast upon me, that forces me to tell the truth, that I have never stolen a single thing from this man, this Horace Gusterson. I don't even suspect that is who it is. Who it is.
Well, maybe that's because the bar is technically owned by my uncle, whose name I have forgotten right now, because part of the thing that happened is when you did it, I got a head injury. And now I don't remember his name.
I will say that it sounds like you now are, as you would probably say in this accent you have, spinning a yarn. Which means to take something and twist it to make a long piece of something that you can then knit with.
What about me then? What about Thagwin? You stole my money. You broke my window.
Again, what proof do you have that I have stolen any of your money?
Okay, you know what?
From inside the
Let's
cake.
Just. But did you?
Why don't we get you out of there? And he reaches around and rips off the top of the cake.
Answering a question and answer.
Yeah, he won't answer.
You have to answer.
Yeah, he won't answer that because he knows he has stolen from us.
I do not think this is the way that we settle justice here in Morrow's Inlet. Is it, good people? Is this the way you want to see Ricardo Ulysses treated in your streets? I have came and I have bestowed upon you my presence and wonderful gifts and things, and we have had such a great time, and these people are trying to treat me in this way.
Ricardo.
I'm not having a great time at all here.
And one of your gifts was probably a friend of mine.
A friend of yours?
Yes. Have you seen a clockwork man, Ricardo?
A clockwork man? Yes, I have seen a clockwork man.
Fuck you.
Rafina.
Have you seen him here in town?
Yes, I have seen a clockwork man here in town.
Yes.
Did
you steal him off the streets?
A clockwork man? No, I gifted him to a bar just down the road.
What?
Gifted him? That means you stole a person, a sentient being. I am lying because I don't. He thinks this guy's a suitcase. You have stolen a sentient creature and given him as if he were a slave or something. So you people who have been worshiping someone who believes that it is okay to sell or gift a person, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And I'm looking at the kid. Has he done anything yet?
Yeah, he pulls out this. As you were saying that, it's funny. Yeah. I was just about to say that he reaches over and
draw
looks
that
like
crowd's
he's,
attention.
He
so they
very
don't see.
Skillfully like yeah. starts like pulling out this candy, and he says, "Hey, look at this! What the fuck was that voice?
I don't know,
God damn it! I'm trying to. I have something in my mind, but that's not what
kid.
I was
it's
in my
kid.
Head.
It's a kid.
Hey, guys!
Oh my
God! Check it out!"
He's an elf. He's like a little Keebler elf.
Look what I found. This guy here, he's got candy that I'm pretending to pull out of his pockets.
Bathwick, you know that he failed his save against the zone of truth.
Oh, no!
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, my Will's like,
I mean, this here's it's a ruse that this guy was candy.
I just say shh. Oh my God! Look at that. What's my accent? Oh my! Oh my! Oh no! That man! Look, he has stolen candy from this establishment. I'm trying to save this thing that he's. I'm saying shh in his mind.
The kid turns and runs.
Oh no!
He's running out towards the back.
Oh!
At that point, Mo and Halula are coming out. They hear all the. The hubbub,
no.
And they sort of catch the kid.
Crash! There's a big fist, a little fist, that punches through the side of the cake.
It knocks the groom off the top. Yeah. The little groom figurine goes flying
goes
up in the air, and catches the sunlight.
It's a little mini Strahd.
Yeah, oh gosh, oh no!
And then there's a foot, because Rafina does a sidekick.
That's very accurate. That's
emerges.
Hauntingly accurate.
Yep. Hauntingly accurate. Mr. Ricardo Ulysses.
Yes, at your service.
No, no, I say that. You may not. Rafina Falenchbot at your service. Now, will you please answer the question? Did you take the money that was for Gwen's rent?
Did you steal a clockwork man who can't speak but gestures with his arms?
I did no such thing. I have never stolen a clockwork man from you.
I think he is using the majesty of language to try to escape the truth spell that you have seemingly cast, Mr. Giant Lizard Man. Thank you for helping me in getting revenge, because this is something I have been trying to do for many months.
Also, I'm pulling fondant out of my hair.
You ask, have these hands, have they taken this gold from this hardworking shop owner here? No, no, they have not.
Okay, listen here. I think I know something about lying, because I have dealt with several liars in my life. And I would say that if he was trying to escape the truth in this regard, that means that he had an accomplice that he has probably paid or manipulated in some way, Mr. Bathwack, since you don't always seem
an
to
accomplice.
Be good at figuring out when someone is lying. I'm talking, Mr. Ulysses!
Well, you are sullying my good name. I have not hired any accomplice to rob Miss Thanwyn Dorstjet in here.
I said manipulated.
Oh, you have come much closer to me. I will hop back a little bit on this windowsill.
Gwen did, just to specify. Gwen got closer to him.
Gwen's getting closer. She's like, I just want a yes or no. Don't use little magical words and try to dance around the answer.
Yeah, how dare you?
Did you or did you not yourself or have somebody have anything to do with my rent money going missing?
Myself. I mean, that is a very
interesting
word.
Who does this man sound like? Somebody we all know, right, guys? I think he is guilty. Let's get him now. We all know that this is a lie. Bathwack.
I also want to know how Ricardo Ulysses knows so much about our activities when he is not in the room with us at all times.
Oh, there are many eyes and ears here in Morrow's Inlet. Many things that can be borrowed to look
Kill
upon and
more.
Listen to.
Right, because for Mr. Ricardo, now Will is letting he's not letting the accent drop, but Will is letting his ego get a little inflated here. That's right, because Mr. Ricardo Ulysses needs to have a town that works with him in order to thieve really well, because Mr. Ricardo Ulysses is a celebrity that everyone wants to help and adores, so all the thieving he does isn't really that impressive, is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You really suck, Mr. Ricardo Ulysses.
My mother would be very upset if she heard you using that word. You know it's true. I'm saying it in this circle.
But also, are you charming all these people to enjoy your antics?
Charming?
Are
of course
magically?
I am. Magically? No, it's my natural charm.
Oh, man.
Right, everybody, clap! And a good portion of the crowd clapped.
That's right. Thank you for not clapping. I saw you. I pointed at the people who didn't clap. You know, look at me. Look at the clothes I am wearing. Oh, wait. I didn't, like, he realizes that his clothes just probably look normal. I forgot.
Gold-laced frock coat. Yeah, four monocles.
I know. My disguise, the item I was using to put on this disguise, I need to adjust it so that I can show you exactly the state of that I have been in for months as I have tried to get revenge on this thievery.
Why don't you step into the circle with us, gentlemen?
What circle? I don't even see a circle. Where does the circle begin? Is it here? I just step on slightly.
Bathwick steps into the circle and vaults over the shelf. I can't quite. There, so I'm in the circle now, too. I voluntarily fail.
Are you even subject to your own circle?
Ooh.
I don't even know. Let me see.
He should be. He wants to be.
Internet.
I guess it just says creatures in your spells area. Yeah, I guess you would be, I think.
Let's see.
Well, it's a spell that affects an area, and it's to do with truth. Like, it's not a malicious spell.
No.
Like, a creature that enters the spell's area for the first time.
I think it affects.
So
I just
everything.
Never thought about it.
Especially it's Bathwack, so he wants to be good. He can do it.
It's just funny that he's a save against
I also, you know, it's a. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah.
It's for effect.
Yeah.
I am feeling a bit penned in here. What are you trying to do?
I just want to know where he is, Ricardo.
And Gwen's like, and I want to know where my money is.
And I want to know where my life savings is.
I honestly do not know who he is, who you are talking about, Mr. Dragon Man.
Okay, but you do know what my money is.
I know what money is, yes. idea of a concept of what your money could mean. It's probably what you paid to tomorrow today, this morning, when you went to their office.
Why do you know that? How do you know all the things that happened?
I told you. I just said
Who are your spies? Who? Who are your spies?
But tomorrow, today, they see and hear everything.
Oh,
I know. It's... And I turn and look at Halula.
She's way across
you.
What?
I yell across the candy.
Hulula takes off her mask and it's Ricardo Ulysses.
It's what me?
All right, I'm going to ask Ricardo Ulysses.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to Mo?
No, Mo, hush.
I caught this boy. Should I kill him?
No.
No. But you can eat some of the candy he has.
Oh.
Ricardo, who are your spies?
Do you not listen? I just said who.
It's tomorrow today, this corrupt town, and it's weird cultish behavior. They all are in it with this Ricardo Ulysses, and that's why I said he is easily stealing things because they are in on it. It is not even his skill. He is not even using his own skill. He has a lot of help. So is everyone? I don't think it's everyone. Obviously, this young lady had her gold stolen and her window broken. I'm sure there's plenty of other people like me, Horace, whatever the fuck, Horace Gusterson, or whatever I said. Like me, Horace Gusterson, and this lady, Gwen, whatever her name is. I think she said her name was Gwen. And, I'm sure there's plenty of people like us that have had things stolen that aren't in on it, because I am certainly not in on it.
Anyway, what are we doing here? What do you want from me? You've clearly been trying to draw me out.
Oh, you know what? For all the times you have made fun of us asking the same questions, you have asked that question several times, and we have told you that we want our shit back.
I do not have anything. Look. And he reaches and he pulls out his pockets. I have no nothing.
Of course you don't have it with you here. Where did you put it?
Where did I put what?
All of the stuff.
Like what?
Like the thing you stole, the puppet.
Where would you look for things that someone may have stolen that they wanted to get rid of? He's climbed up onto the shelves, and he's sort of on top of the shelves.
Oh, he's coming
closer
to me.
Kind of. He's up higher.
You sold them, yeah?
Is that what you think the answer to my question is?
I don't know. It's a guess.
It sounds like it could be a reasonable thing for someone to do. Perhaps they should fence something. What do you think?
Fence?
What? Oh, fuck. Oh, no. What did you just say? I was reading a spell.
What does that mean, Ricardo?
Fence. You know, it means to sell something in a sort of an illicit way.
All right, cool. All right, good.
It could also be used as a code to trick your friends.
I poop myself.
Originally, it means, you know, there was a fence that was built and you had to sneak things through a little hole in it and you exchanged money for goods.
Like a glory hole. They have those at the Royal Dexterity.
Yes, like a glory hole. It's very glorious.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
The Ricardo...
Yes.
You had some accomplices on the airship.
Oh, yes. There was Key was working for me. One of you decided to end that business relationship, which sounds like I would potentially say that murder would be a more serious offense than larceny. I don't know how the rest of you would feel about that.
Oh, God.
Gwen looks a little confused right now.
Quick, let's get him out of the zone of truth.
Oh my God.
I think it may be an unequivocal truth to say that killing someone might be worse than stealing a piece of gold. But who knows? I'm still asking it rhetorically, so you don't even know if that's how I feel.
You know what? Ricardo, enough of this word games. Enough of the word games. You broke my window. You can't lie about that.
Everyone broke your window saw with you my do feet this. As I plunged through it in a majestic way. I dove through the window, feet first.
Yeah, that was not. She's still. She's like ugly crying. Like just. She, I mean, she's just. She's really, really, really upset because.
Why is she so sad? Was her parents killed by a plate glass window? I do not understand.
You stole from her. She is a small business owner. She is doing what she.
Is that the buzzword of the day?
Oh, you are atrocious. Look at this man.
E
he wants
stands
to destroy
for entrepreneur.
I am trying to convince this crowd to help us out. That is my goal right now. Whatever you want me to roll, I'm going to say, look at this man. He has come into this town, and I don't know what percentage of this town is owned by this Tomorrow Today organization. I have heard some things here and there, but I am unfamiliar with this town. All I know is this man is coming in, and he's stealing from your fellow citizens. How many of you know Gwen? I have tasted her candies and they are delicious, and she is working incredibly hard to have this store open in this incredibly expensive town. I am not from an area like this. Everything is so fucking expensive here. It's ridiculous. And you guys are standing by and letting him do this to your citizens. It is horrible. You need to help us. Stand up to this man. Fuck Tomorrow Today. Stand up to this man right now.
Or... maybe think about what Tomorrow Today would have to say about it.
Do you work for Tomorrow Today?
I work for no man. I work for Ricardo.
You seem to have a pretty comfortable setup here in town.
I have many comfortable setups.
Of course you do. That's the only way he can steal things, I say quietly.
He's like sitting up on top of the shelf with his feet kind of dangling down.
Yeah. I say, I backed up. I just give him some space. Bathwack's like, well, he's kind of got a point.
So Gwen, like, heard Will, or whoever you are, say, like, stand
Horace
up.
Horace Gusterson! Yeah,
Horace Gusterson, you know.
I remember. Good job.
Now, just... Can she see the people outside? Like, does she like? Do they seem like they're buying into Ricardo, or does it seem like more people are kind of turning?
The crowd. I mean, they're not ready to lynch anybody at this point. There's a lot of just out of character. There's a lot of entrenched stuff going on.
Yeah,
in this
of
town.
Course, right. Yeah,
a lot of stuff
I
to
get
overcome.
It. We're fucked. but I'm
also,
trying my hardest.
They're not. They haven't. You know, strung you up either.
Right.
Will.
I threw a kitten. Right. They don't even give a fuck anymore.
All right.
They forgot that part, I guess.
They seem. I guess the best way is just sort of. They're not involved directly in what's going on. They're certainly interested in watching.
There's, I mean, it's a whole crowd that you were describing. Some of them seem to maybe be sympathetic, but others don't. So, like, that makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
So, Gwen, she's still, like, really upset then. You know, she's seeing the crowd. She heard Will, whatever. I'm sorry. What is the guy's
Horace
name?
Gusterson.
It's Horace Gusterson.
Clearly.
Say, like, stand up to this man. And she just thinks she's like, and she just looks at Ricardo right now and just, I mean, almost trance-like. And she mutters in Draconic. And I'm going to send it because Bathwack, he would hear, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So would Ricardo, right?
Potentially.
Okay.
He said, fuck you, in Draconic. That's as much as you know. And you also said it to him first.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, and those are the first two words anyone learns in Draconic anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Of course. Yes.
I guess, right? I
mean,
at least when they're dealing with Bathwack.
Okay. So I just sent a note to Bathwack on roll 20 of what I said.
Can you also send it to me? I thought I would be able to see it, but apparently I
That's
can't.
That's what... Okay. All right.
Don't involve the DM. Come on. Keep it a secret from him.
No, I have.
We can all speak in Draconic away from the DM. It's amazing.
I know Draconic.
No, I'm saying I... Oh, dang it. Dang. I don't. Dang. This plan doesn't work. Playing.
Listen, I want her to send it to me so I know what you understand.
Oh, am I? I thought I was too far to understand. I know I can understand some Draconic.
Oh, yeah. I guess I don't know how loud it is.
I don't know. She said muttered.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, there's this muttering in Draconic.
Who are you looking at while you're muttering?
She's standing in front of Ricardo, extremely upset, and just muttering it under her breath because she's almost like trance-like right now.
Do you want us to take off our headphones so you can say it to the listeners?
I'll take off my headphones.
That's a good idea. Good.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah, okay. So I can say it?
Yeah, say it.
All right. So she just mutters, I will kill you. I will dig you up and then do it again.
And then Bathory pees his pants.
All right, you can come back.
No, I'm just kidding. That's pretty awesome. Also terrifying.
You can come back, Abby.
She can't hear you.
Abby, come back. We have to have a signal so that people can.
Mean to come back?
This. Yeah.
Come back, Abby.
Does that mean to come back?
Sister. Yes, yeah.
Come back, Kelly. Come back, Kelly, sister.
All right. So you mutter this under your breath in Draconic at Ricardo, and he just looks down at you, and he says, fuck you in Draconic.
She's...
He's
is anyone doing anything right now?
Over the
well,
shelf.
Then she's going to go into rage and lurch forward to him with her teeth.
Okay. So Gwen rages. I have the perfect. Whoa.
Whoa. Holy crap!
So loud, Eric.
I know.
You gotta turn those down. Like, all of our ears.
Is that better?
I think so, but that's awesome.
Is that from Jurassic Park?
That's totally Jurassic Park. Oh my God. We were just talking about that.
I haven't seen that movie in 20
years. Because that sound is completely iconic. We were just talking about that. Like, somebody came up with that dinosaur noise, and that's what they use for like every toy everywhere. They use it for everything.
Really?
They just came up with that.
You know what? To a bug, that's probably what a bird sounds like.
Oh my God, you're right.
Ponder that. Sorry. Get back on track.
So I think that's a good time to both take a break and also roll initiative.
Oh, shit. All right. I'm going to roll my initiative before I go anywhere.
You were going to roll it first.
I was. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and Backpack was going to do something.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, does this happen so fast that I can't do anything?
We'll see.
So 13 for me, 5 for Abby, 8
terrible.
For Gwen.
And a 3.
Oh, no, a 3. Oh, God.
Terrible.
These are awful.
That's bad.
Wow.
So Gwen's still initiating everything, but that was a pretty terrible roll. So you're not going to be able to get to do anything before Gwen goes.
Yeah. I guess I was pretty shocked by what she said.
Yeah, you were.
Okay. That looks like, I have to change my diaper.
Got to clean your armor again.
That actually helps to clean it.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah.
The ammonia.
Ew.
There's that guy that sued Napster. I don't remember his name.
Lars Ulrich.
Yep. That would have been the name I would have been able to come up with if I could have come up with one.
See, I know more Metallica than maybe than you do, but it's been a long time since I've listened to
Exit
Metallica.
Night, Enter Light.
Nope.
The other way around.
That hurt me. As a big Metallica.
Exit Light Bright, Enter Night.
I heard that song so many times at the skating rink. I should know it.
Oh yeah, it's so a skating rink song.
I did go see Metallica in Pittsburgh when I turned 40.
Nice.
That was awesome. My first concert in my 40s.
That's cool. I haven't been to a concert in 50,000 years.
Man, who knows what bands will be around when I turn 40.
None.
Ones in spacesuits.
And Metallica.
And Metallica, right.
Metallica will definitely, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen They Might Be Giants in the last 2 years. So that's probably the one
that
I've seen.
You saw them in Croton.
We were just talking about Bare Naked Ladies and how we were wondering if you were Bare Naked Ladies fan.
I mean, I don't not like them. I just don't. I only know the Big Bang Theory.
They're similar to They Might Be Giants. So, like, kind we were of, listening to but... them the other day, and I was like, and I think you were the one that said, like, I wonder if Abby likes Bare Naked Ladies.
They Might Be Giants has a really quirky, like, really, and they started out with two people, an accordion, and a tape deck. Like, mm-hmm. they were super eclectic and really, like, nerd. Like, they originated nerd rock. Like, they were the pioneers of it, mm-hmm. In such a way that it's really hard to say anybody comes close. I know I'm a snob, but... I mean, I like the Big Bang Theory theme song.
Yeah, it is a good song. Is that the only one you know?
Pretty much. I mean,
it's just a terrible show.
It is a terrible show.
There's something about macaroni and cheese in it.
Dijon ketchup.
Yeah, mac and cheese.
If I had $1 million.
Yeah, that's if I had $1 million.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, no, those are really fun. And I love the guy with the low voice. I like the, you know. Alex, do you listen to Bare Naked Ladies?
I have.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened
to the
band?
You've shielded me from them.
I've listened to so many things that you haven't listened to.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Although it's true lately with Pandora, but.
Mm-hmm. But that's cheating.
Yeah. Did you put a vinyl album on a turntable? No, didn't think so.
Album.
You're trash.
Intentional.
I just swallowed that bug. I just breathed it in. Oh, that's disgusting.
All right, puke poke.
Oh, that's disgusting. Sake, I though. Just breathed it in. It's going to live in my lungs forever. That's disgusting.
Until it comes out as Mothra.
That's good protein.
Oh, that's nasty. I wish it went in my stomach. It went like I could feel it go in here when I breathed it. It's stuck right in the top
it's
of
in
my
cilia.
Oh, disgusting.
All right, what are we doing?
I don't know. What are we doing?
I don't know.
We rolled initiative.
Yeah, we did. We rolled initiative.
I'm scared.
Sorry, guys. Not in a long time.
I guess I have to think about what I'm going to do because I'm kind of up there, aren't I? Dang.
But yeah. Guys,
all right, 12 against 1.
Yeah, that's
kind
a lot.
Of.
Got this.
12? Is it 12? It's not 12.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
It's not 12.
It is 12.
I just picked
I'm
the
like,
number.
Wait, did I forget 4 NPCs? Oh, no. Fuck.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, if you count Steed, I don't know if 7. You count the boy that Will paid. There's this dwarf in here. You could count him. Who knows?
I'm counting the cells that are living on my body in a symbiotic
that
way.
That you leave behind as you fly away.
Yeah.
I'm
not scared of her.
But yeah,
I'm not
like I
away.
Said, Gwen is Gwen gets to go first. Mm. She acted and took the initiative, if you will.
If you will.
She was so riveted by that speech to the audience that she just decided to say, F it.
Mm-hmm.
Standing up to him. So, all right, so I get to go.
Yeah, you do.
Right? Like now, okay. Exactly. So she's going to go after him with her bite while raging.
Okay.
So... here we go. I think I have this built correctly.
I'll believe you no matter what. Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh no. Oops, that's the wrong one.
Oh no.
That's the right one.
Oh no, she's just too emotionally distraught. She's just upset. Poor Gwen.
Oh, Gwen.
Oh.
She was too upset.
Yep. So you lunge after him with this rage bite and yeah, he just pulls his feet up, crunch, right under the shelf.
Whoa!
Below him.
Ouch!
What?
She
takes a chunk out of it, doesn't she?
Yeah, mouthful of shelf and candy and glass.
Oh, God, does she get hurt? Oh.
I don't know.
Natural one.
Oh!
Two. What?
Ah! That's Ricardo. You almost got my toesies!
Natural one!
Good start. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice.
Yeah, exactly.
What a perfect first time roll for Pork
Seriously.
Fried Dice.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Gwen. I'm sure Gwen is way more badass than what just happened.
She's overcome.
Yep.
She's overwrought.
All right, and so Halula sees this shit go down, and she pushes past Ho. I was going to call
Ho.
Him. I called him Ho.
Who's Ho?
His name is Mo.
Mo, oh.
And
excuse
are
me.
You going to be okay?
I can feel where the stupid bug landed in my lung. It's pretty great.
What kind of a bug was it?
It was just a tiny little gnat, but it's still disgusting.
All right, so yeah.
It'll never bite you again.
That's true. I will absorb it into my body.
Mm. So Halula is...
I've got the power of a grown person and a tiny bug. Yes!
So Halula... That's not Halula. That's the wrong figure. Halula has run up here and is kind of next to Bathwack and Gwen. Mm. With she's still got her weapon drawn. She was given an axe by one of you. I forget if it was Bathwack or you.
Okay. He's got my...
Oh, the plant axe.
Plant killer. Yeah. The plant killer axe.
Oh, yeah.
Plant axe.
All the way
back.
You
can just hope that Ricardo's not a real boy.
Oh, my God.
But that's about all she can do. She took most of her move to, or her turn to get up there. And then it's Will's turn.
Oh, my God. And here we go again. It is not my forte battles.
Comprehend languages.
I know. Sleep. This is really the only thing. I'm going to,
Suggestion.
I tried to cast sleep before and it did not work. Yeah, I haven't tried suggestion before.
It's based on the hit points of the creatures
right, and
you're
he had a lot of hit points. That was, I remember that. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to cast suggestion.
Okay.
And he's going to feel the presence of like two big, like creatures next to him, not creatures, big like thugs. Mm-hmm. He's going to feel that like crowding in on him. And I'm going to say, why don't you let that big lizard. He's a dragonborn, not a lizard folk. Why don't you let that big dragonborn fella tie you up? I can't, because it would harm him. Or is that,
it
does
could
that
potentially
count as harm?
Lead to him harming himself? Yeah.
Could it really?
Obviously harmful act,
right,
ends
so
the spell.
Harmful.
I think that's within.
So I'm going to say, why don't you let that dragonborn fella tie you up? Tie your hands behind your back.
Okay.
And he's going to feel that crowding. If the spell is successful.
Yeah, what's your DC?
15.
Okay. Why would I want to do that? Then perhaps you could capture me and learn my secrets.
I can't do anything to this man. I'm going to shuffle closer. I don't know.
Are you limping? Is your gout acting up?
Yeah, it's my gout. I can't tell where the circle like is, so I guess I try to walk closer, and there's this giant cake in the way. Like, can I walk in between the cake and the building, or is that really awkward and would trip me up? Like, I'm going to try to walk.
The cake collapsed?
Yeah, I know. It's
it got
exploded.
Punched through.
Yeah, and there's cake through. I slipped in the cake.
It deflated.
I don't have a sound for that.
Oh, that's sad. But can I walk in between the cake and the building to try to close him in? That's what I'm going to try to do.
Yeah, I mean, the windowsill's kind of up a little bit. It's okay. At, like, waist level.
Okay. I'm going to walk right here. Steed is right there. The cake is there. We're trying to close him in so he can't get out this window.
Okay.
You have to make a saving throw against Zone of Truth.
Oh, okay.
Time to dispel it.
That's true, because I didn't realize I was walking into it. So where do I...
Back on your main page. Main. Saving throw.
Charisma?
I think it's charisma. A charisma of 16 is the DC.
Okay. I got a 15. Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, no, I say. I can still do an accent, though. That's not lying, is
correct.
It? Does the performance, is the lie that I'm performing?
You just can't say it, speak
okay.
A direct lie.
Okay, all right,
lie.
Cool. All right, all right. Oh, no.
You can't say, this is my true accent.
Oh, no. My completely factual accent is going to drift away. All right. All right. Oh, ouch. I mean, weird. Woo, I don't like that. Howdy doodles. I say all of that. There we go.
It looks like you are trying to murder me again. I'm not sure that I like that. I think that I might have to engage in self-defense.
And he jumps down from the shelf onto the ground and pulls out his rapier, and he is going to try to attack first Gwen and then Halula.
What?
What? He was supposed to just lie down, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm maybe always...
natural one.
I'm always so indignant anytime anybody tries to attack us. I get so mad.
How dare you?
Even though we're always asking for it.
Yep. Well... More than any other D&D party ever, because I'm involved.
All right, so Gwen, there's no way that's going to hit. That's a 10 to hit.
That, no. No.
And then that's also a 10 to hit Halula, which I don't think is going to hit either. Nope. Clink, clank. Ah, it is like stabbing a brick wall, because a brick wall is very hard and impervious to rapier attacks. And then it is Mo's turn. Mo throws this kid aside.
Oh.
Time to kill!
Oh, no.
He jumps up on the table. He kicks some more pastries and treats aside. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
They've got their serrated dagger out, and they're going to stab, 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 like they do. They get to make three attacks, because that's Mo. Miss, miss, and hit. Stab, stab, stab! And that does 9 piercing damage.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's very hard to hit! Not like he's hard.
What? Oh. Ooh.
He's hard.
I like how we all pause. What? Excuse me? What was that moment?
And then it's Rafina's turn.
All right. I'm going to take the deflated cake. I'm going to take a big handful of it.
Okay. Cardboard and frosting.
I'm going to. Yes, exactly. It's awesome. A lethal combination. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. I'm going to like start spinning around toward Ricardo and try to get it in his face. What do I have to roll for that?
So it's like an improvised ranged weapon. So just, let's see, do just a dexterity check.
Okay.
We'll call it proficient, because I think Rafina's proficient in throwing cake.
Absolutely. Especially when I've spent so much time in one. 10.
All right.
Okay.
That's better. So yeah, he ducks out of the way, and most of the cake and cardboard splatter on Halula behind him, though not on her face. Ah, you're starting a food fight! I have seen this in many movies, but never in real life.
Movies? Oh my god, he's from Rafina's dimension. He's going to cast spiritual weapon, film canister.
Film canister.
It's like I use it like a frisbee.
And are you going to move anywhere, Rafina? Are you staying put?
Well, I was trying to spiral sort of toward him.
Oh, but... like a shot putter?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I guess I'm going to move. How far can I go?
I mean, you can move 25 feet. Each square is 5 feet. It would take an extra square of movement to get up over the windowsill if you're trying to climb in the broken window.
No, I'm going to go in the door like normal people.
Rafina civilized everyone.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to be about there. I guess I'm half in and half out of the circle.
Yeah. All right.
But I was in it before anyway, so whatevs.
All right, and then it's Bathwack's turn.
What's wrong, Bathwack?
I think I'm thinking.
Are you having a stroke? Yeah.
He's like, yes. He's just this whole time being like, am I a murderer?
Oh, but I mean, Bathwick's really been thinking about this. You know, Ricardo's stolen things. Mm-hmm. Been pretty callous with his business partner. And, you know, I think he attacked us when he was running out of the ship. But, I mean, he doesn't seem to want to fight us, and we outnumber him by a large amount. You know, really, we just want some information, and we want him to go away. So Bathwack's been thinking about all of this, and then been attacked, and everyone's rushing in to attack him. So Bathwack is going to cast command on Ricardo.
Okay.
And command him to surrender.
All right.
And we'll do that first.
Okay.
Because I want to do something else.
Got it. Okay. So that's a wisdom saving throw. 16, right? You said before is your DC?
That's right.
Okay. Your spell succeeds.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay. Then, as a Well, then immediately as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Sanctuary on him.
Protect
him. Wow.
Okay. So this sanctuary, or sorry, this surrender booms through the air, and I lay down my weapon, and he sets his rapier down on the ground, and then he kneels down, and he puts his hands behind his head.
Whoa.
I mean, we're still sort of in initiative, so I don't know if people are going to act.
We'll see.
For.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do something next. Yeah.
Mo kills everyone.
First, it's Gwen's turn.
Okay, what? So you cast Sanctuary?
Yeah.
So what would Bathwack's Sanctuary spell look like?
I mean, since he actually hasn't drawn his weapon yet, he walks both his thumbs together and sort of just rotates his hands in front of him while he speaks. And I don't know if you can see anything happen to Ricardo, but.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's maybe like a shimmering sort of aura just surrounding him, slightly visible. Mm.
Yeah, if you try to attack him, you'll find it a little bit harder.
But he already basically put his weapon down,
yeah,
and
right
surrendered,
now his sword is on the ground and he's got his hands behind his head and he's kneeling.
Okay, so Gwen just takes a look at that. She shakes her head, just like she's coming out of something. She's out of rage. And she basically just crumples to the ground crying.
Aww.
Bathwack, what did you do?
That's totally his fault.
Is anyone going to do something before it's my turn in the initiative order?
Yeah,
I'm going to tie him up.
Mo says, should I kill?
No. No, Mo.
Easy to kill.
Shit, did we not tell Mo what to do? Oh, wait. Did we not tell Mo what to do?
I forgot to say. Wait, this is important. So I have to concentrate to keep the zone of truth, and so I dropped it.
Oh, okay.
Did I say that? Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, it was one of the other ones. Concentration, okay. Command or something.
I think it was concentration. Let me just check. Because if not, it'd be really fun to keep it up.
I don't think command is concentration.
Zone of truth. Oh, zone of truth isn't concentration either.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, no.
Let's just leave it there. It's not my fault if Will walks into it.
Yeah, I am. I'm in it. Yep. But no, yeah, we must have not told. Mo must have known the plan, probably. But I guess we didn't say not to kill him. Maybe. I don't know. Would we have said that?
Maybe. He still asked the question.
No, Mo! We're not gonna kill him. We just want our shit back.
But I...
His like hand is like quivering, mm-hmm. holding this dagger.
But die!
If we're out of initiative, I'm going to tie him.
Okay.
I'm going to tie Ricardo's hands.
Okay.
I can do it.
Yeah, he lets you. Yeah, you tie him
all
up.
Right. And make the knot pretty tight because he's slippery.
Yeah. You have caught me.
Ha ha. Yeah, so where is our stuff?
Maybe we should, talk in private, do you not think? Without these prying eyes upon us.
Oh, you don't want your reputation tarnished more than it already is, do you?
Will, let's close up around him so that,
Are you asking me to climb through this broken window, sir? Because I don't think I can with these shoes on.
No, I don't know if flip-flops. Other people outside the window can see what's going on, but I want the smallest number of people to know that he's been bound.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't want to give him any reason to feel like we've... You know, like, if we parade him through the street, mm-hmm. tied up, mm-hmm. It's going to have consequences.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? What has happened? What is actually said out loud?
He asked you to get closer.
Oh, so you just said get closer? Well, do I think I can climb through this broken window without getting hurt?
If we form up around Ricardo, maybe we can walk to somewhere more private.
Right. I look behind me at the crowd. What are they looking like?
They're like edging a little bit closer, wondering what's going on. It's kind of hard to tell. A lot of this is obscured by the wall and the different displays and things like that in there.
Okay.
Everything's kind of still at this point, relatively.
All right. I'm going to hold his rapier for the time being.
Okay.
Nice.
Pick it up.
Okay. I think Will knows that if he goes in, the crowd's just going to press in. So he's going to turn around and message Bathwack as he's turning, like, take him out the back. I'll try to make the crowd disperse or back up. Hey, everybody. Well, this was such a fortunate series of events. It seems like maybe I will get my possessions back. Wait, can I say that that's a lie? It's so fucking tricky. I'm in the zone of truth.
Like, it's a conjecture. Like Will can say that. Future.
You
can move out of the zone too.
Right,
I mean,
that's true. I see my icon under this giant cake, so I'm like, I can't move. I'm pinned under the cake. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I can say, I might get my possessions back. Maybe this will be a fortunate series of events, and everything will work out correctly and for justice. So maybe we should all go back to our homes and enjoy the rest of the day, or do that puzzle thing that's going on in this here town. That puzzle thing sure is a lot of fun. Plus, there's lots of stores. I'm just talking. Uh-huh. Like, that's just filling
the
space.
But in the meantime, this group has caught Ricardo Ulysses, legendary thief.
Whoa, he just yelled that out?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. Right.
Weird. He means... I'm trying to step out of the zone of truth. Can I tell when I step out of it? Like, I'm moving forward to try to press the crowd forward. He means we caught up with him, because that's what happens when you are up. And I'm stepping out of the circle. Hopefully you'll let me do that.
Are you guys pulling Ricardo away also too? Like, are you going to the back?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to, and you know, so Will messaged me. So I'm going to say, Will says, let's take him out back. Let's go out the back.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know if everyone wants to come with me or not.
She's like just on the floor crying.
We caught up with him. This is a fantastic day for justice. Push.
Rafina, can you? Maybe Rafina can stay back with Gwen and.
Yeah, Rafina says there, and she pats her on her candy cane hook. That wouldn't do any good. She pats her on the head. And then, it's not a candy cane, it's a lollipop. It must be after 10:45.
You were patting a random candy cane on a counter. There. You got glass on you.
And then she says, hang on a second. And then I hurl some cake at the dwarf who was so rude.
It splats him right in the back of the head. He turns around and gives you this big scowl and then sort of clomps out of the store.
Oh, finally. Goodbye, sir!
And what is justice? Justice is when the bad things happen to the bad people and the good people get their just desserts. And I don't know what I'm saying, because I'm very upset by the events that have taken me to this point in my life. He's just keeps going. He's talking and talking. He's doing the Will thing. This point in my life that I have come to.
Most of your friends have gone into the back at this point.
I have no idea. I'm literally just... Okay. Focused on the crowd, hoping that they got my message to go.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Do we need to signal him somehow?
Will stands there forever. And one day, I hope for a world in
which thieves...
The crowd
dispersed 20 minutes ago.
In which thieves can never steal people's things and... where did everybody go? All right, it's time to go. Come on, Steed. Steed's next to me. At least I have one friend. Have they dispersed? Did they go away? Or?
Yeah, I mean, the Ricardo was taken into the back.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Mostly just you there.
Okay.
I mean, dispersed is probably generous, but you know, they backed up a little bit. A lot of people are talking to themselves. Some people have moved on.
Okay.
There's not as much of a show here to to view anyway.
Right.
Talking to themselves.
Some of them, you think, have something to think about.
Good. I'm glad I have reached some of you today. what did he steal from you? Anybody? I mean, come on, guys. This is terrible. What should we try to get from him for you, for your sakes?
Well, I mean, you stole a few things from us when you were pretending to be him.
What do you mean? What did I steal?
You mean like this
big sign I have like on Steve's like back?
This child?
Yeah, the child is fine. You could tell that I wasn't really trying to steal that child. I mean, I gave him back in like 2 seconds. Come on.
I mean, Ricardo, he didn't really steal anything from us. He just, he was a bit of a showboat and he did some fun things. I don't know. I guess he stole a lot from you, though, didn't he?
From us, yeah, and from this shop owner here.
Oh, yep, the candy store. Yeah, I guess you think he maybe stole some money or something like that.
Think it happened.
All right.
Isn't that what you know him for? He is a thief, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's this legendary thief, but that's over in, like, the big cities, in, like, Carnivore, and now I've got your accent.
Yeah,
this is not my voice.
Well, hello, are you disguised as well? I don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry about that. No, I've just been taught to mirror people. I'm told it helps to sort of get myself in their good graces.
Oh, well, all right. Well, then I guess everyone out here is satisfied.
I think the problem is that when I said the term big city, that made me want to use your voice, because that sounds like a phrase you would use.
Oh, really?
Especially
the big city,
in a disdainful way. Yeah. Oh, nope, there I did it again. Pardon me.
All right. Well, what do I feel about this crowd? Can I go, or do I feel like
Yeah,
I
you think
to...
it's probably okay.
Probably okay. I think I'm suspicious. I'm going to go in, but I'm going to stay at the door for a second, because I don't know if Will doesn't think he's doing a convincing job of dispersing the crowd. Uh-huh. And he's suspicious because of tomorrow today.
I mean, you think
today.
It's a hard gig. I mean, there's this celebrity that you think maybe was arrested. Like, that's TMZ material.
Right.
100%. That's what people...
Will's more concerned about the tomorrow today thing because he had an insight into tomorrow today being like a really weird organization. So he's a little suspicious about what... Could I roll a perception check or something to see if I see anybody out here that is like, you know, talking into their microphone to the FBI?
Their
tomorrow
watch,
today BI.
Uh-huh. Anybody pull out their shoe phone?
Would it be a perception check? Yeah, their shoe phone.
Yeah,
11.
Oh, yeah. Nobody stands out to you as being suspicious in that way.
Okay.
Looks like a normal crowd.
Okay.
Behaving kind of normally.
Well, so I'm waiting.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. So.
Behind you, I don't know, is Gwen still crying? She's being consoled by Rafina?
She's crying and she's just telling Rafina, she's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to do that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, sweetie. It's okay. I wish that your rage had been even better because that sounded powerful. You go, girl. And we're going to... Do I sound like a grandma?
It's so cute.
And we're going to get your chocolate house back in order. Don't you worry.
Your chocolate house? I love it. Did Denise drop out of existence?
She's frozen.
Yeah.
But I don't know if her sound is frozen. I guess her sound is frozen.
Yeah, she would be talking if she could hear us.
Can you hear me?
There you
are. Oh, yes.
Now we can.
There we hear
so
you
the last thing Rafina said to you was that she's going to get your chocolate house back in order, which is the greatest thing ever.
And Gwen's just like, she's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to.
It's okay.
No, it's not. That's not me. I didn't want to do that.
I know. I know that. It's been a very trying day. And we're very trying people to hang out with. Very trying things happen when we're around. So you've handled it very well.
No, I haven't.
Oh, poor Gwen. There. Have some chocolate. And I pick up one and I brush the glass off of it.
Yeah. She just takes it and sets it down.
Oh, eating! I would say that to Will.
Yeah, exactly. You'd totally tell me to eat the chocolate with a glass on it. Totally would. I expected to hear that. I've definitely been told things like that before.
What?
Yeah.
All right, so Bathwack, you've pulled Ricardo back here into the...
Do I have to drag him? I mean, is he just... Or is he coming rolling?
Like, yeah, he goes limp. He's just...
Ragdoll, totally.
Yeah. Try to pick him up, and he, like, moves. He, like, puts his elbows against his sides, and it's just impossible to grab.
I am like a jellyfish, because a jellyfish has no bones.
He turns into one of those tubes with the glitter in it that, like, constantly, like...
Oh, yeah, those weird things that you can put your face... Oh, what are those things called?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're, like, Ricardo's. Plastic tubes with glitter and water inside and little plastic
And they,
fish.
Like, constantly... They're
infinite. They're slippery. Yep. Yeah. What
That's what he was like.
It's like a rubber, like a balloon almost, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like little hot dogs. They just go like this.
Yeah.
They just
like,
out of your hand.
I hope everyone knows what we're talking about. Like, our listeners are going to be like,
American
what?
Thing. Ruin, Mark, Jessen, and Monty are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds very American. Actually, it sounds very Japanese, too. It's very Japanese or very American.
I think they were called magic snakes.
Magic
believe it or
snakes.
Not.
Oh my God, I'm looking
And they're
it up.
Probably toxic, and that only in America would they be okay. So it's probably a good thing if they haven't heard of them.
Probably
it's
true.
Probably given all of us cancer.
Rafina makes tea out of them. It's magic snake tea.
MagicSnake.com is not taken. You could buy it.
MagicSnakeTea.com!
Not taken.
Yeah, Magic Snake is actually a really good domain name, like for almost anything. Come on. We should
do a porn site.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
All right. So it looks like the correct term, at least one of the terms, is water wigglies.
Water wigglies. Interesting.
Oh, I guess.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
So you pull that water wiggly of a thief back into the the back room of Celestial Confections. Mm. Yeah, he comes along relatively willingly. Willingly, yeah. He walks along with you. All right, you have caught me. Now what do you plan to do?
Where is somewhere more more private that you'd like to speak?
Oh, I think this is fine, don't you? I don't see any strangers about. I mean, I don't know these people. But you seem to.
Have we ever been introduced, or have we just been trying to kill each other for the last
I've never few days? Been trying to kill you. We met on the airship. I introduced myself quite majestically and grandly to you. I don't know that I've known your name. You don't seem the type of person to be comfortable with introducing yourself.
He has heard of us.
So my name is Bathwack. This is Mo.
That's Hi. Aruba.
Hello. Oh, okay.
I think we should wait here for the others to join us so that we can so that we can talk about this.
Hello, come back here. Come talk to us.
You hear that faintly from the back room, the rest of you.
Gwen is too upset.
Aw.
Look what you did, you bully. I'm talking to you.
You get no response.
Would Gwen have heard them say that?
Yeah.
To come back, you mean?
Yeah. I think she would get up and go back.
All right, okay, so Gwen is heading back to the back.
Okay.
Okay.
Is the crowd still there?
I mean, kind of. Sanctuary
only lasts for a minute, so probably going to be nearing the end of that spell soon.
Okay.
Can I look around to see if there is something? So most of the stuff in this town is like brick and stone, right? It's like a city, right?
Yeah.
Is there a... Is there like a sign or a
pile?
Yes. Is there a sign or a pile of garbage that I could potentially cast, create bonfire on and go, oh, no! Oh, I mean, wait, that's Ricardo. Oh, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness dearie. Gracious. Look at
tarnation.
That. Tarnation. Tarnation.
Say.
Hi, my name is Bloodhorn Leghorn. Is there a pile of garbage or something that I could think that
there's not garbage.
I don't want.
Sorry.
Oh, there's no garbage.
Yeah.
Because you said that alley was very clean, but maybe other alleys are not. But that's fine. Like anything, I don't want to cause anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to kill anyone. I don't want to hurt anyone. I just want to cause a distraction, like a bonfire next to a building that is not made of wood. That hopefully, will
I mean, your bonfire lasts. So you could even just put it nowhere.
Right. But I want them to think maybe I don't want them to think I just set a fire somewhere. I want it to be as, I guess I have to roll for whatever, you know, hiding my spell casting, but I'm just trying to create a distraction.
Okay.
What do you want me to do?
No, I mean, you're fine. Like you can do that without having to really worry about the roll.
Because Will is very worried. Based on what Ricardo said about tomorrow today and what he has gleaned in his experience with these people so far, that there might be something that's going to happen. Okay. So he's paranoid. He doesn't want to just go walk back. Okay. He sees everyone going back and he's worried.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you make this big old fire.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people are like, oh, shit, there's a fire.
Okay.
And they start working to try to put the fire out.
Yeah. So I see anyone else looking at me? Are there any people?
Perception.
Okay. Did it work?
Yeah, you don't notice anything out of the ordinary.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to go back and get my stuff, I say to myself, like, quietly, like, just trying to make it look like I'm just,
I'm walking,
Yep. But if everyone else is heading back, I'm going to delay. I'm just going to kind of look at the shelves as if I'm like, oh, look at I'm shaking my head at this, this poor business. Oh, like, I'm just delaying so everyone else can go back and... Yeah.
Are you heading back, Rafina?
Yeah, I'm heading back because Gwen went back.
Yeah. Okay.
And the dwarf left, so there's no one for me to throw cake at.
That's true. I mean, Will's there.
I'm here. Throw cake at me! No, don't.
Seems unsporting somehow.
So yeah, you head back, and eventually, Will, you can make your way back there.
Okay.
Put on a great show.
Okay, I'm just very suspicious, but all right, you're making me go. I'm going.
You're telling me you went.
I linger behind. See, like, I see the desk here, or the I'm assuming this is where you pay, right?
Yep.
That's where the counter is. So I'm going to be behind the counter looking out and maybe open the door and try to listen in but keep an eye out on those windows.
Great.
As much as I can.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Okay, is the whole gang here, everyone? You had very sharp teeth. You almost bit my foot off, says to Gwen.
You really upset me, and I apologize. I didn't mean to try to take your foot
off. Why would you apologize to me? I stole your money.
Ah, see, I told you.
What?
I told you.
What is wrong with you? You have every right to try to bite my foot off.
You did steal my money?
Yes, of course I did. I'm Ricardo Ulysses. I'm a great thief.
Oh, you're such a great thief.
A great thief comes visit your town, and then you lose a lot of money in an odd way, and you're not sure where it went. What do you think? Of course it was me.
Sanctuary again. I'm not kidding.
Yes! Oh, that's great.
Why don't you
mind telling us where the rest of our stuff is?
Well, it's with me.
Where?
It's with me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I wouldn't keep it far from me, would I? You have many valuable things.
What has he got
on him?
Some
of them I unloaded in this town. You can probably find them about, but a lot of it I've got with me.
Bathwack, did you cast a zone of truth spell back here? Is he lying or what?
I don't know if he's lying or telling the truth, but... feel like we can believe him.
I don't think we can fucking trust this guy more than I can throw him, which is probably pretty far because you are small, sir.
Why are you still using that voice, and why do you still look like that?
Oh, you... because this is who I am.
Well, I think you can drop the...
Oh, fuck.
And my sentence just sort of trails off into nothingness.
You know, Ricardo... I swear to God, out of all the people here, we would probably make the best team, because at least you could probably cape up a disguise, and so can I, but nobody wants me to do it. So what the fuck, dude? Where's our stuff?
What, do you want to work for me?
I don't want to work for you. That is ridiculous.
I don't know about that. Maybe all of you could work for me.
Where's my money? Where's my money, and what are you going to do about my window?
Oh, your money's long gone, sweetie. I'm sorry. It's not here anymore.
You just said you were keeping it close to you.
Yes,
what
I've
is wrong
it,
with you?
I've got it with me.
All right. What does he have on him? I'm watching this front window. Somebody needs to take whatever is on his body off of his body because he probably has it there.
Why don't you search me?
Oh, wait a second. Guys, oh no, wait a second. No. Wait. Maybe he's booby-trapped himself. Does anyone know about anything like that? Is there something that you can cast on yourself to booby-trap yourself?
It's too late. Right? Rafina's already on him.
Yep.
Stripping
really?
Him.
Yes.
Rafina looks very
better
practiced. Even Gwen's impressed.
Yeah.
Damn.
Rafina's going to find his upside down. No, sorry.
Upside down what?
It's upside
I'm
down
intrigued.
I was, yeah, no, but I can't remember what.
Banana hammock?
Yeah, basically, like your, yeah, all those things. No, I'm thinking of Rafina's, she's going to find it all. I mean, but I was thinking about the clothes that Rafina wears, like the socks that start.
We never named them. That's why you couldn't think
they're
of the
not
name
for the socks.
They're not to be named or whatever. The socks that must not be named. Names
the Voldemort
slip off
socks,
of them.
Yeah.
So you're gonna search him so well, you're gonna realize he wears the same pair.
I hate to disappoint you. You do not find that. You start. Not exactly, but kind of strip searching Ricardo Ulysses as he's bound here. The sanctuary spell does not stop that. It's not an attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you quickly realize that there is not flesh beneath these clothes as you're pulling them off.
My God. What?
What?
You quickly reveal some sort of a construct. It's very familiar to you. It reminds you a lot of Captain Clockface.
It is not Captain Clockface. It's not him.
It is not Captain Clockface.
Oh my God.
Slightly larger, taller.
What?
Not as fine. He's made of mostly wood. There's some metal bits and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Clearly animated through some sort of, you think, probably magical means. I mean, it could be sort of very sophisticated technology.
Where's that kid? Where's that kid?
The kid?
Is he back here?
I'm
going to take off and try to find that kid.
I'm trying to think. The kid was back here by the...
Yeah, they took him back.
The counter. I think he would kind of actually be back around here. You told
and
him
he's
to
not
hang
running?
Around.
He's not running?
No.
All right. I'm still going to point at him.
Okay.
What
he's
about that
near
kid?
You. He's like back in the sort of the main room.
What about that kid?
Huh? What about me?
Where is he? He's in the main room?
Yeah, like right behind you. Like
I'm
going to
swirl around this doorway because I had just stepped back to see. And
you
be
told
like,
me to hang around.
Yeah, I did. Are you Ricardo Ulysses? Now I'm like suspicious of everyone.
No, I thought that was him. Isn't it?
Were we able to do Zone of Truth on that kid before, too? Like, didn't we know that he had... Or weren't we reading his mind or something?
I didn't read his mind fully, but
were,
I did the...
You were doing a thing.
Tech thoughts.
Yeah, which...
Yeah.
Oh, God. Will is suddenly like, okay, fuck.
And this whole time, this Ricardo construct is laughing. You think you catch Ricardo Ulysses so easy. I am long gone. I have not been here for a long time.
Here? You aren't even in the town?
Oh, I was here a few days ago, maybe a week or so. I left before you even got here.
But why did you take my stuff?
Oh, because it's fun. It's what I do.
You're being Blinsky.
It's what I do. It is what Ricardo Ulysses does. He takes your things and brags about it later. And people tell stories and it is great. Also, it pays for things.
All right, I'm swirling around the corner again and I'm like, listen, Ricardo, you think you're the greatest thief in the fucking world. But guess what? The only reason you can get away with it is because everyone fucking loves you. And that's a joke. You're not a thief. You are garbage. I am offended. I am offended that you call yourself a thief. I used to think you were cool. Fuck you. Give me back my shit.
So you think that because you are a better thief because people don't like you as much as they like me?
No, I don't care if people like me. I'm just saying that you steal shit and run and people support you. And that's bullshit. That is not thieving. That's just getting away with shit because you're famous. Lame.
Yeah. How do you live with yourself? Like, I don't understand how you sleep at night knowing that you cause this distress to people. Like, you think this is fun?
Yes.
Fuck
but
you,
you're
Ricardo.
You're also not Ricardo. You're not even him.
Well, this...
Why are we talking to a construct?
Yeah, are you
you've pulled off his...
how is he communicating with
what
us?
What did we call his headpiece?
His baklava.
I think it was some other name. I don't even remember at this fucking point.
Yeah.
His pubacho.
His pubacho.
His pubacho.
Gwen is just confused. Like, is this... I don't know what's going on here. Like, he took this... How am I supposed to get my stuff back?
Yeah, there's just, like, a painted face, like, on the...
What's the painted face on this one look
it's
like?
It's very simple. It's just, like, a roughly humanoid. There's sort of, like... The eyes are somewhat detailed. But the mouth is just, like, sort of a line, and there's, like, the suggestion of a nose. That's about it.
Oh my God, this fucking guy thinks he's so great. Oh my God, you are pathetic. You know what? Go fucking steal more shit and have people.
No, I am.
Oh, look at me. I'm going to steal shit and people will kiss my ass for it. That's fucking ridiculous. That's
sounds
nothing.
Sounds like a good life to me.
You have nothing. You have nothing. No skill. Ridiculous. You allow people who love you to let you steal. You are no thief. Fucking come at me. Let's have a fucking thief off, yo. You suck. Ha! I laugh at you. Goodbye. I walk out the room.
Will's going to have no more belongings.
I think perhaps this body has served its purpose for now. Maybe you will find me later. Right now I'm in Bear Toggle, but I don't think I'd be here very much longer. I'm heading back to Carnivore. If you want to tell your friend Will there to catch up with me, maybe have our thief off as he suggests. Perhaps that would be fun. I do not know. He seems a bit high strung. What do you guys think?
Where's Bear Toggle? It's south, right?
South, southeast. You're kind of heading there.
It's down
river.
Down the river?
Yep.
Down the river.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're always just going to be right behind him.
But anyway, yes, it was nice seeing you all. I have most of your things. Again, some of them are here in town. None of the important things, at least from my perspective. You may find a few if you scour the shops, if they haven't been pawned off by this point anyway. But yes, it has been very fun, and now I must say my goodbyes to all of you. Any last words for me before I go?
You're nothing. You are nothing. Every legend I've ever heard of you is bullshit.
I thought you left.
No, I didn't. I'm over here. You just can't see me. I'm in the other room and you are fucking obnoxious. You're a disgrace to our profession.
And Gwen just says, I have one word for you. Karma.
Oh, this is interesting. Yes, maybe we will meet again.
Rufina takes a little bit of the cake that she still has in her hands and tries to gum up some of his mechanical works with it.
Oh no, my joints, they are failing. Oh, you have got me. And I am leaving you. It has been such a sweet life. Get it sweet because of the sugar you are putting in my joints. Okay, I will shut this body down now. You can keep it if you want, sell it for parts. I do not know. But perhaps we will speak again. Mew. And the body just collapses down, and Rufina, as you're like just trying to cram in the last little bits of cake, you catch a glimpse of something sort of on the hip near sort of where the leg connects to the main part of the body. This little you think if you took a closer look, it looks like there's maybe something some lettering carved in to the joint.
Hmm. Oh my gosh! Please tell me it says Blinsky. What does it say?
It says, "Is no fun, is no Blinsky." And that's where we're going to end it tonight, on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh. I'm so happy.
Oh my god. I am not happy. Oh! Oh my god.
I have a new rapier.
That's true.
You can inspect it closely. It seems like a pretty shitty rapier.
Oh god, this fucking
It's going
guy.
In the inventory as shitty rapier.
Shitty rapier. You can kill him with it later. Yes, when we catch up to him
oh,
and
that's
kill
true.
Him.
Oh man.
Karma.
How does Karma. He know my name? Huh? He doesn't know my name. How does he know my name? This guy, how did he see through the illusion through a dummy?
Yeah,
this guy is too powerful. We should give up, guys. Yeah. He's way too powerful.
You don't have to. He's gone.
No, Gwen, Gwen's not going to give up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Neither is Will. Will's going to kill this guy. Fuck.
Oh, my Rafina's God. Like, who are you guys talking about?
Oh, my God.
Actually, for next week, I mean, I remember the last couple pretty well, but also have this appointment with Crumplemeyer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, I forgot about
dude
that.
In the morning.
Underground. Mm-hmm. Oh, in the morning. It's the dude underground who wants us to get the paper to blow up the wall.
Crick. Yeah.
I mean, what, Denise, huh?
Yeah.
We're missing
she wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Captain she doesn't
Clockface.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
We are so missing
Captain,
Captain
Clockface.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's
but
something.
But he's in a bar apparently. Didn't he say he's in a bar somewhere nearby?
Yeah, I didn't tell you guys something.
What?
What, you've seen him? Is he have you seen him in that bar?
I have not seen Captain Clockface.
You saw someone else who looked like him.
Maybe you'll have to save that for next week.
Oh my god. What?
What is happening? So many
secrets.
So
I'm just trying to keep track of what we
there's
what we have
a
to do.
Lot because there's also like Dew got sucked into a book and my sister was in there and that's an issue that Will isn't even really facing yet. I know that's there's so many things. There's that there's the Crumplemeyer meeting, there's the underground thing that we got to do.
Stuff you don't know.
I know there was a centipede situation that Abby is excited about, and I don't know what that means. And then there was something that Bathwack did that me and Denise have been talking about behind your back, Alex, that you don't even know. We're like, what did he do? What did he do? What was it? Did it have to do with?
What other thing? And then, I mean, there are the gods and
the gods. Yeah. All the over worldwide weird changes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the things that are messed up. Yeah.
There's a lot. I sure hope Eric knows what he's doing.
And I have to go back to the post office and find. Wait, no, not to the post office. I have to go to that guy's house.
Gerald's house.
Gerald the twat is what you called him. Yep. I have to go back to his house and figure that out. Okay.
What's going on with Gerald? What?
Well, Will wants
all
to
I
figure
can think
out,
of is
yeah, this is not hidden information.
Piggy.
Yeah, it's not hidden, but it's I have to go players. To the I've been trying to figure out who gave that letter from Vera, especially now I'm going to be itching to find that out because if Vera was trapped in a book, how did I get a letter from Vera? Who gave it? Because it had no return address. It had like no postage on it. There's a lot of threads. I'm going to have to write all these down because I don't know what to do. There's too many things. What are we going to want to do next time?
Oh my goodness.
And it's like shortly after lunchtime.
Right. It's not even the day is still here. Oh my goodness. Oh,
wow,
thank you.
Right.
Oh,
I want to go find what's his
recap
face.
A couple weeks ago.
Fix window. Oh,
yeah. No, I had not forgotten about the window.
Pick out glass from truffles. Nice. Oh, poor Gwen. Yeah, you know, if Will was stirred up about anything, it was fighting for businesses everywhere. Business? You
not for Gwen.
Business?
Her
Small businesses, big businesses, a business everywhere.
Yep.
It's my battle cry.
Justice for Walmart.
I thought you were going to say justice right. for Wall Street. That's what I thought you were going to yep. say. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Isn't there kind of candy that's like glass that you break? Yeah. I thought it had a nickname like that.
Well, there's like rot candy.
Yeah.
And there's Breaking Bad, like meth. Are you talking about crystal meth, yeah, meth. Alex?
Oh, yeah, maybe I was talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you guys yeah. haven't seen Gwen's meth house yet. She really cooks.
Oh, my God. Why are you worried about this one? That's the moneymaker, Gwen. Will goes, yeah, come really. On, go to that one. I want to see that one.
Oh, but that's bad.
No, it's
oh,
not.
Glass? Oh,
hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.